Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy March. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the website this week. Baby, it's cold outside, at least some of the time. Snowbirds close their homes and fly south for the winter, if they can, and who can blame them? Why would anyone ever choose to be colder? Well, there are some among us who embrace the cold and seek its extremes by continuing to swim in open waters throughout the winter months. We have the story. We hope you're staying safe, warm, and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, both virtual and in person. You can find times and links to these happenings on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date. The Irish and How They Got That Way, at the Warner Theatre, Torrington, Connecticut. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day at the Warner Theatre with the production of The Irish and How They Got That Way, an irreverent history of the Irish in the tumultuous 20th and 21st centuries, through the eyes of Pulitzer Prize-winning author Frank McCourt. With his razor-sharp wit, coupled with his trademark bitter irony and his boundless love for the Irish people. The Irish and How They Got That Way, at the Warner Theatre in Torrington, Connecticut. Leave It to Beavers, Nature's Engineers, at the Norfolk Library, Norfolk, Connecticut, and online. Ginny Apple will discuss beavers as a keystone species, along with beaver biology, behavior, and history. She will cover the unique role of nature's engineers in shaping North American landscapes, and how beaver ponds and wetlands can help us to fight environmental problems, from water pollution to erosion and climate change. Leave It to Beavers at the Norfolk Library, Norfolk, Connecticut, and online. Cooking Through Time, History's Recipes, at the Gunn Memorial Library, Washington, Connecticut. This bi-monthly cookbook club will highlight recipes and cookbooks from yesteryear. The program combines history and food, the history behind the recipes, and food facts, while you share your experiences and creations with fellow members. Cooking Through Time at the Gunn Memorial Library in Washington, Connecticut. Imagining Freedom, virtual exhibition. The Norman Rockwell Museum has just launched Imagining Freedom, the museum's first interactive, immersive virtual exhibition that explores the history, artistic interpretations, and contemporary resonance of President Franklin Roosevelt's concept of four basic human rights. The launch of this program brings together over 400 artworks and objects and coincides with the 80th anniversary of the publication of Norman Rockwell's Four Freedoms, portrayals in the Saturday Evening Post. Happening soon, so plan now. Bookbinding Workshop, The Art of Binding, at the Scoville Library, Salisbury, Connecticut. Only a few seats available for this hands-on bookmaking workshop for adults. You'll be learning the basics of how to make a book using traditional folding techniques and waxed string for a sewn binding. Instructor Lily Rand Barnett will provide an assortment of supplies, but you're welcome to bring your own materials. Bookbinding Workshop at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. Our sponsored feature, Miss Hall's School. Defying expectations for the past 125 years, the school has been maximising girls' potential and challenging expectations since its founding. An internationally known boarding and day school, Miss Hall's offers high school students a personalised academic programme, distinctive moments of practice, and a diverse community that is deeply embedded in the Berkshires. Our favourite thing, local photos from the past entitled From the Great Falls to the Hilltops. A cache of vintage photographs from the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, showing the beauty of the area in the early 20th century, as well as the genteel Victorian world its inhabitants enjoyed, will go on display in March and April at the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut. Berkshire Kitchen, braised beef bulgogi. Leon likes to experiment with food. He rarely cooks from a recipe without some subtle changes. Here, he merges two recipes, one from Korea and the other from China. Out on a Limb, entitled Age of Babble On. Catherine has always made her living using words, but she has a secret confession. Nothing amuses me more than a delicious lexical faux pas. Catherine goes on to explore the way we use words these days. Inner Elegance, Integrity, Who Are You, in private. Not long ago, when one's actions and words no longer aligned with one's public image, the lack of integrity put us at significant risk of being shamed for moral failure and hypocrisy. Today, standards are shifting rapidly. I, Caroline Phipps, explore this disturbing trend. History's Lens. This picture is titled Getting the Sunday Mail and shows a sizable crowd of hopefuls lined up outside the Lenox, Massachusetts post office to receive letters at the turn of the last century. Whether the stagecoach in the road delivered the mail is open to question. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a glorious week. Until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.